Before we start, do we want to talk about Lance Stephenson trade, or do you want to save that for the draft? Do we want to save that for the draft show, or do we want to talk Lance Stephenson?
Save it for the minisode.
Keep it for the minisode?
Oh, we're doing the minisode first.
You're on the board tonight, buddy.
I thought we were doing the draft show. I've got all my draft notes in front of me. Minisode!
Treated to some fantastic games in NBA Finals. Game 4, Game 5, all going the Warriors' way. Steve Kerr pulls the old, I'm not telling you my lineup trick. I really like the fact he did that. Because, you know, it's like watching a movie when the villain gives away the plot. It really was. So I was so happy to hear him come out and say, yeah, sorry, I lied about it. Which is fair enough. And he's exactly right, you know. They don't give away the NBA title for being a nice guy.
This is true.
Look, I've spoken a lot about this, as I'm sure you have through the week. And, you know, obviously, it's been such a tight series. And it really did feel like, even though Warriors had won that OT game, momentum did kind of feel like on Cleveland's side. So they did need a change of pace. Game 4 has been and gone. We've just had Game 5. Warriors, one game a win. I'm sure by the time people are listening to this, you know, game 6 will be on the way and we'll maybe have a new NBA champion crowned, or we could go to game 7. Here's my biggest thing. So the biggest question I've been asked through the week from game 4 to game 5 is, did David Blatt, has it been hurting Cleveland playing such a tight rotation with his team? One side of it is, well, who else does he really have he can go to? You know, he'd be resorted to playing guys who basically, you know, are riding out the pine. Like, who have barely touched a ball in regular season minutes. The mind bender for me, though, Vince, and I don't know if it was maybe David Blatt trying to answer Steve Kerr in Game 5 with a small ball version himself, but how do you go Game 4, Mozgov, man, playing 33 minutes, basically as a career high, 28 points, 10 rebounds, was massive for Cleveland. Okay, fair enough, they lost that game. But how does he go from 33 minutes, 28 points, 10 rebounds, to game 5, 9 minutes, 2 fouls, 2 turnovers?
Good question.
Mind-boggling to me.
But maybe Mozgov just wasn't feeling it, or maybe Blatt wasn't feeling it with Mozgov, or... Maybe it was like you said, he tried to counter the small ball.
What did he do? Sleep with his wife in between game 4 and 5? Come on.
I don't know, man. I'd love to be able to answer it. It is mind-boggling. It's you would have thought that he would have, after scoring 28 points, and he has got a really good record against the Warriors, that he would have played significant minutes, but wasn't the case, so...
I'm baffled.
Didn't see his press conference. Do you know what he said afterwards?
I honestly couldn't even watch it. Look, we've both got Warriors coming out of this as the new NBA champ. It's
weird. I said to my Mexican friend today, Pico, if you're going to go small ball, why not play Marion? Because Marion can play the four. You got Thompson to play the five, James Jones, LeBron, and Dele.
I think Marion's done, though. Like,
he's not done. He's still done. Serviceable.
What are you talking
still
about?
Itching to play. No, he's not done.
He's done.
He's done after this series. No, he's serviceable. He still can contribute. I'm sorry. That's just how it is.
Sure, you can get the Gatorade. I get it.
What?
Sure, you can get the Gatorade.
Gatorade? What do you want?
He's done. What are you talking about? He's getting everyone drinks and towels, Vince.
This is your problem, mate. You could use Marion. Joe Harris, you can't. You try Joe Harris, but no, that's not going to happen.
His options are limited.
They are. Mike Miller can't play more than 5 minutes. He pulls something or he limps off something. Jesus. It's like the only guy I know that gets hurt checking into a game. It's like as soon as he crosses that line, something in his body just fails. and you can't pick it. You don't know what's going to fail, but something will fail in his body.
He's like a puppet with a frail string.
He is.
You watch him come out and bury like 8 threes next game. We said that.
I've got a funny feeling, and I said today at work, I've got a funny feeling the Cavs will win tomorrow.
No. This is closed out. Game 6, like I predicted.
Just got a funny feeling, but whatever.
Okay, so there's a couple more things we should touch on in this series. I still feel like Warriors are going into Cleveland. They're going to take this out. I think momentum is way behind. It's only a matter of time before LeBron ends up with a leg cramp and sitting out. I think if Warriors get out to a quick start, I think Cavs are going to hang their heads and the series is going to be over.
What if... Now, there's a danger of this happening. There's a chance. What if the Warriors are already thinking ahead? You know, what if they've already played the game? You know, like, they've got to be thinking...
Well, if that's the
tomorrow
case...
Tomorrow night, I could have a championship ring.
Like they say, you know, the hardest thing is to close a team out. But if it goes to a game six, if it goes to a game seven, Warriors are in a bit of trouble.
Not at home.
Because then I just feel like Cavs are running on fumes and it might be enough. It might be enough. Hey, speaking about running off fumes, Steph Curry after game 5, treated for dehydration. I don't think that was what really bothering him.
What was bothering him?
I think he was treated for stupidity after Doris Burke. Did you see what happened after the game, after game 5?
Nah.
So normally when a game finishes, your sideline reporters will jump in and ask a few key questions. Oh no, not Doris Burke. She wants to go one step further. She wants Steph Curry straight after game 5, watch again if you don't believe me, straight after game 5, break down some film for her.
You're joking.
I am not kidding. It was the most ridiculous thing I've seen. Brain fart award, hands down. It's like he just stepped off the court. He's not going to break down his last 10 plays for you.
Never seen that in my life.
I was gobsmacked.
Yeah, that's weird. Never seen that in my life. But she was obviously told to do it.
Well, even still, it was very awkward. Like, it was like, you want to what?
Yeah, because he'd be thinking, what the hell? I just want to have a shower.
Pretty much, right?
Get a drink.
And, of course, everyone's been overreacting by LeBron's comments during the press conference. You know, when he was asked if he was worried about the pressure of, you know, being closed out, you know, the big situations, stuff like that, and him turning around saying, well, you know, I'm the best player in the world.
Well, I don't have a problem with it. Do you?
I have absolutely no problem with it. I'm actually glad he's owning it.
It's true. Yeah, he is the best player in the world.
It's like, well,
is he the most clutch player in the world? No, maybe not.
Not so much.
But he is the best player in the world.
Yeah, like
he has impressed me. I have enjoyed watching him so much in this series. Don't get me wrong; I never want to see LeBron win a title again. So I just haven't forgiven him for leaving Cleveland the first time, and him coming back just pisses me off even more. But I thoroughly enjoy watching him play. I'm just
glad he's owning it. And
yeah, bloody oath.
I've got to ask you: it hasn't happened since Jerry West, but Let me ask it, Vince.
I know what you're asking, and no, it shouldn't happen.
Do you think, even if Warriors win the title, should he get Finals MVP?
Of course not. He shouldn't get it. Look, I see where everyone's coming from. Like,
does Iggy get it?
Iggy will steal a couple of votes. Don't worry about that.
Who do you think gets it, if you have to call it now?
It's Curry. If they win, if the Warriors win, it's Curry. If
really?
The Cavs win, it's LeBron.
Okay.
I think Iggy will pinch a couple of votes, but... I know everyone's coming for, most people are coming from with this, with LeBron, because it is a hell of a series. He still didn't win the chip. So it just doesn't seem right to me. And yeah, I don't think the NBA would like it as a look, you know, Curry hoisting the trophy and LeBron's walking off with the MVP trophy. It just...
Yeah, I kind of feel like, as far as LeBron haters go, don't throw fuel on the fire. Do you know what I mean? Like, if he gets Finals MVP and Cavs lose... Oh my God, the internet is going to explode, shut down.
Yeah.
It'll be.
Someone will vote for him, you know, guaranteed. But it's got to go to the winner. Yeah.
I think it's just a testament, though, to how well he's played that is even a consideration.
Absolutely. It's one of the greatest things I've ever witnessed in basketball.
Hmm.
Hats off to him. It's super impressive. He's awesome to watch. Can I just make a little plea for our listeners out there.
Ooh.
I was at work when Game 2 was on, so I was recording it, and had some technical difficulties. So if anyone's got Game 2 out there, who could let me know if you can ship me a copy. I'm happy to pay for postage or whatever. Just need a copy of Game 2.
I could probably get it for you.
Can you?
Yeah.
Can you send it within 6 months? Or?
I do have a habit of doing that, don't I?
Yeah.
I forget a lot on my plate. I forget about stuff, all right?
Well, I've got this thing to send you. I'll send it next week.
I've actually got that in a box in my room.
4 years later, there's a surprise at the door and I've moved house. What have you got? I can't remember what you've got.
Touche. We should send a bit of a happy birthday out to Tanae Wilson-Brown.
Oh, Ramarooter, yep.
Our resident Kiwi listener.
I'm tipping he's going to just be knee-deep in Rams.
I reckon he's going to be hanging on the edge of his seat for the draft.
I'm sorry, Tanae, that's bad. Yeah, he's a good bloke, Tanae. I wonder how old he is. Looks about 35.
Wow.
No, he should be very excited.
Number one pick, Minnesota.
Yeah.
Hey, speaking of Minnesota, though, we should actually give a little bit of a shout-out to... And Craig, congratulations to Joey's new podcast.
He's got a new podcast?
Yeah, Minnesota Doubles. It's a tennis podcast.
He's very negative on the game these days.
Look,
isn't he?
For everyone out there, if you are a Minnesota Timberwolves fan, please swing over to Timberwolves Explosion. Our very good friend Joey Owajin does a fantastic job and has for years with that show. But I've got to say, Joey, stop hating on Steph and the Warriors.
Yeah, man, just because you've never won a championship.
I told him on Facebook, all caps courtside, start watching tennis.
Yeah, I think he needs a hug again.
He might need a hug. It's okay. Draft's around the corner. You got the number one pick. You can't go wrong.
Just take it easy. Breathe. Deep breath.
Enjoy it, man.
Enjoy the wizardry of Steph Curry and the dominance of LeBron James. Just enjoy it. If the Cavs win, you don't really want LeBron to win a title, but really, at the end of the day, I couldn't give a stuff. It's been a great series.
It's been fantastic, and it's been so close, and I don't know, I feel like to an extent it's come down to coaching.
Not really.
A little bit.
Nah, I disagree.
Nah, you and your disagreeing.
I like Vlad. And I love Steve Kerr because I tipped he'd be a good coach. Remember that?
Have you ever let me forget it?
You should dig up that episode because I called it. But Vlad's just been hamstrung by the injuries. So if they had Love and Irving, Vera Zhao,
it's a different series.
They could even have won the series by now.
Ooh.
Because they've got guys who've been there before. And I think that's one reason why they've performed so well.
Yeah, well, you know what? You've got to be in it to win it, and if you can't stay healthy, that's half the battle, and that's half the...
Of course.
That's half the journey, you know? It's an 82-game regular season. I don't want to hear people using that as an excuse, because it's BS.
Well, you can get stuffed. I'm using it as an excuse.
It's not.
It's exactly what's happened.
Who cares? That's the way the game rolls.
Well, I fucking care. It's my... listen.
You...
This... Fucking team.
You wardrobe LeBron lover, you?
No, I'm. Listen, if I'm David Black...
In the cupboard or the chest of drawers or wherever the hell you hide.
Seriously, shut up. You've got Kevin Love and Irving there, mate. I mean, LeBron, you can't even rest LeBron for more than 2 minutes because there's no one else out there who can score. If Love and Irving was there, he could rest him a lot more.
Vince, why are they playing Kevin Love? Tristan Thompson and Mozgov doing a fantastic job. They don't even need to play Love.
Oh, I don't know. Love can only give you double-figure rebounds and scoring, hit the three. I don't know. Why would you want to play him?
Please. Please.
Please. Yeah, exactly. Give me a spell.
Please.
You're fine.
Well,
just show me how to record this thing and I'll fucking do it myself.
Never! Well, every week we hit the Facebook page, all caps courtside, and ask you guys what teams and topics you'd like to hear about on the next episode. We've got a few. One snuck in the Savo. So we've just got one question. Birthday boy himself, Tanae Wilson-Brown, he wants to know our finals MVP, and would you take David Blatt to coach your team? Thoughts? Well, we kind of already spoke on the MVP. Would you have David Blatt coaching the Lakers, Vince?
Yes, I would. Gladly. And Curry's my MVP.
No, I wouldn't. Not for Memphis.
He's a good coach.
I agree.
16 championships in Europe's nothing to be sneezed at.
Not at all.
Scoffed at.
He can stay in Cleveland.
Fair enough, then.
Our next question comes from...
You're entitled to your opinion, even if it's wrong.
Our next question comes from longtime Cavs fan TJ Hollis.
Jesus Christ.
He also wants to know who gets the finals MVP, if or when the Warriors win, LBJ or Iggy. If I have to pick between those two, I'm going with Iggy. I'm in agreement with you, Vince. You got to finish the job to get the MVP.
Yep.
He also wants to know, even with Mozgov's great play, we're not seeing many minutes for him or any other five as this series has gone on. Is the center position we're seeing in the dying stages?
Not after this draft.
Oh yeah, I was going to say, the talent that's coming in this draft, it looks like the center position is going to be around for a little bit longer.
Yeah, and you've still got young guys like Nerlens Noel and Joel Embiid, who unfortunately looks like he's got a setback, but there's still some decent big men around.
If anything, I just think the bigs are getting more athletic.
Yeah, which sucks a bit.
Well, it does, but you know, look at guys like Anthony Davis. I mean,
but he's a guy you could put a power forward if you get a decent center. But no, I don't think so yet. TJ, was it? Yeah.
I just think everything old is new again, and you know, we'll probably have a team in the next 5 to 10 years that just relies on their big man, gets it done, and then you get all those fringe dwelling teams. You know, the ones that are in the draft year after year after year, that'll look to copycat the mold, and they'll be drafting bigs like it's no tomorrow.
Just wait till Lakers get Okafor, mate, and we just start rising up the ranks. Everyone will be wanting a center.
Our next question comes from Kalen Woods. Welcome back, Kalen. Been a while, good sir.
He's moved to Queensland, mate. He's enjoying the...
He's in the sun.
Enjoying it up there.
Well, Kalen wants to know, is LBJ going to be the first finals MVP since the logo to be on a losing side? We've both said no. But he also wants to know, is Bogut done in the Bay Area?
No. Well, as I said before, it's horses for courses, mate. And at the minute, it's not that he's in Steve Kerr's doghouse. Steve Kerr is going with what's working. It's a game of adjustments. He adjusted, realised he needed to go small ball, play Iggy, and it's worked.
I've got to say, though, Game 4, Game 5, watching Bogut when he's on the court, man, he drags those legs.
I swear, you see things that aren't there.
Do you feel like he's breaking down a bit, though?
Actually, no, I don't, actually.
Really?
I thought before he got benched, he was... and let's face it, he's not being benched because he wasn't playing well.
No, not at all.
So he was, you know, double-figure rebounds. He's doing his job. It's just the small ball thing, but...
Watching those two games, I felt like he was struggling to get up and down the court. It might have been just the faster pace.
There was a stat, and I'm not into those numbers of plus 25, minus 25. I just hate all that shit, analytics and all that sort of shit. But apparently, it's Mozgov's. When he's been on the court, it's for, I don't know, they put together all these minutes and he's minus 25 or something. It's crazy stat. I don't really get all that shit, but I know minus 25 isn't good.
Hmm.
So maybe it is the pace, I don't know. But he's handled it like a champ. And we all knew he wouldn't whinge about it. I think Kerr's a really good communicator. He would have told him, look, this is why. And Baker's like, yeah, as long as I get a freaking ring, who cares?
Man, I wish I was a fly on the wall the year before with Mark Jackson and Bogut, because they do not like each other.
Really?
Really? You don't know?
I haven't heard anything.
Wow.
I didn't hear a thing. You didn't bloody tell me anything.
Holy moly, I'm going to send you some links.
I'm just a fan of Mark Jackson, so they, I didn't hear anything.
They do no, not like each other. It. They do not like each other.
Okay. I wonder why. Send me some links. I will.
I'll shoot you some after the show. Our last question comes from Danjo May, and he wants to know, Lance to the Clippers. Trade went down today. Is this good or nah? Thoughts?
I like it.
Who for? Who do you like it for?
I like it for the Hornets because it gets rid of a bit of a flog on their locker room.
Have we really heard that though?
They don't like him, mate. We heard that last year.
I think
they had buyer's remorse within 5 minutes of him walking in the locker room.
Yeah, but I think that was just a production thing, though. I don't think it was because he was...
No, apparently he was a dick. But I like it for the Clippers because I think he can go there and they're already a good team. I think Chris Paul, Doc, Blake, DeAndre will just won't take any of his nonsense in the locker room.
Mm.
And he's a perimeter guy they need.
Well, he could be, he's a proven game-changer come playoffs.
Can be, yes. Spencer Hawes, he'll come good when it's a contract year for the Hornets.
he sure will.
And they're going to release Barnes to free agency, so he'll probably latch onto a contender.
Yeah.
Pick one.
I don't know what Charlotte's doing.
It's a weird move.
Look, I follow Lance on Instagram, so he's been busting his ass and working out all summer. So I'm expecting a big year from a big turnaround year. I think it's a little bit too soon. I think if I'm Charlotte, why not wait till the draft to unload him?
Get another pick or something.
Honestly, it's just and then what you got back for him? Okay, I realize some of it might be a little bit of a salary dump. What's he on, 26 mil or something like that over there? He could turn around last year pretty quick. I think it was more of an adjustment. You know, he'd been in Indiana since being drafted. New system, new team. Okay, you know, kind of wet the bed a little bit. I just don't understand why would you bring in Matt Barnes? Okay, you're going to waive him. Spencer Hawes? Who? Come on now.
Especially when they've already got Cody Zeller.
Unless you're only signing him to one-year deals, you're not going to get jack out of him.
Yep.
Even off a down year, I've got to think for at least Lance, you're at least going to get pick 12. Do you know what I mean? Like
something better.
Well, you're going to get at least pick 12 through to 20, maybe even another piece. I mean, I just don't understand it as far as what Charlotte's trying to accomplish. I mean, I get it as far as freeing up the roster, but get some damn value back for it, MJ. It
wasn't MJ. It was Rich Cho.
Well, yeah, you know, well. We don't really know who's pulling
the shots. Go and blame MJ, mate. He's not running the basketball department.
The other half of this, okay, yep. So as far as the Hornets side of it, I'm still scratching my head about it. I don't know what this team's doing right now. They don't seem to have direction. They look worse than Boston.
No, they don't really.
They really do.
They don't.
They do. They stunk last year. What are they doing? They messed up last year's draft. They're probably going to do it again this year. Jesus.
Not I mean, five anything to do with.
As far as the Clippers side of it, I mean, they unload Matt Barnes, who basically did nothing for him last year. Spencer Hawes, which, well, let's face it, basically did nothing for him last year. So they do get a game changer. I do like that. I wonder how well he's going to mesh with Chris Paul, how his game's going to fit in. But I'm intrigued. I mean, if this means you bring JJ off the bench, I'm kind of a bit for it.
Yep, that's what I like.
You know, it does give him a bit more depth and a bit more talent, but...
A bit more size at that two-guard spot, too.
You got to cop the other side of that, LA fans, you know? You got to cap the brain fart and head-scratching moments as well. But let's look at it like this, Vince. Add Lance Stephenson to the team that just finished up this year. Do they get past the Rockets still?
No, because they lack that decent three. But this will help. It would have been fun to see Lance and Harden go at it. I wonder if Lance would blow in his ear.
That sounded so wrong.
Well, you blow in Ennis's ear every now and then, don't you?
I was waiting for it.
I don't want to know where he blows.
Oh, boy.
You are a sicko, McCoy. You are a sicko.
Hey, you said it. You said it, buddy.
You did it. You're a sicko.
What's going on? Watch out! Here it comes!